Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to be a guest on Mission Matters, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Ari Galper on the line, and he's a founder and CEO of Unlock the Game, and he's also known as the world's number one authority on trust-based selling. Ari, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
All right, Ari. So, I'm excited to get into your content today and some of the reasons why you're considered the world's number one authority on trust-based selling. I know, you know, there's people listening right now, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, big audience, and we all know sales matter, right? Mission matters, but sales matters too, right? That gives you the cash flow to keep your business going. And so we want to provide value to your clients, of course. So we'll get into that, but just to get us kicked off, Ari, I'd like to start the show the way I start them all, with our signature question. So, Ari, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Ari, what mission matters to you?
Well, my mission is to change the world through trust. And it came from my son who has Down syndrome, and he's so transparent. I wrote a book about him. He's so open and gorgeous that he's impacted my whole world in terms of how we teach selling. And I think if we can be more like Toby and we can be more transparent in the world, we can make a big difference.
Man, that's awesome. I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs with great stories on the line and sharing those with my audience. So let's just dive right in. So maybe just to set up the topic, just start off by telling us a little bit more about your company. So Unlock the Game and what you're doing day to day.
Yeah, so we specialize in a unique niche called trust-based selling. And I've been doing this for 20 years now. Have quite a large following. And what we have done is we figured out how to disengage from the dysfunctional process of chasing prospects, chasing leads, and not having to degrade yourself by having to follow up with people and chase them and close a sale. All the stuff that everyone hates about selling, we've been able to remove that from the process and reinstate it with a new way of doing it where it's all based on authenticity, a trust-based languaging and a different mindset shift. And that's kind of what we'll be covering today.
How did you get started? Like, how did you get started on this path of, 20 years, that's a long time. And it's exciting to me because when somebody's been sharpening their sword for this long, number one, you have to be passionate about it. You can't do anything for 20 years that you're not into. But number two, like, you become a real expert. So how did you get on this path to going down this route?
Well, this is a story that happened to me 20 years ago. I was a sales manager at a software company, and I was managing 18 reps underneath me. We launched the first online website tracking tools, and now it's called Google Analytics. But back then, we were first one to kind of launch that tool. And the larger opportunities came across my desk. The leads that came across our website came to me first. And there's one lead called in off the website. I got the call. It was a big, huge company, lots of websites. We hit it off with a contactor called. He agreed to a conference call and a live demo over the web. And that day finally came, and it's such a big opportunity. If I close this one sale, it will double the revenue one transaction. That's how big it was. So it's pretty exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. You got me going over here. I'm like, yeah, that's a big sale. Go ahead.
Totally. And the day finally came, Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Never forget it. I went to the conference room with my CEO. I closed the door behind me. We're in the conference room. There's a big long conference table. On the table is the old school speakerphone. You know, the three legs on it, like the Star Trek looking speakerphone kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I dialed the speaker, the button, and the dial tone came up. I called the number. My guy picks it up. He says, hello, Ari. I said, hey, how's it going, John? He says, good. And he says to me, Ari, let us tell you who's with us in the room today. And I was like, oh, okay. Didn't realize it'd be someone else there. Next thing I hear is, my name is Chris. I'm CEO of the company. I was like, oh, wow, CEO, this is good. My name is Mike. I'm head of IT. This is perfect. My name is Julie. I'm head of global marketing. This is amazing. I mean, everybody
wow,
on
all
this
the
call
decision
was,
makers. Come on, I'm getting excited. This is good. Go ahead.
They were all there at one time. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen now.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I begin to introduce myself, describe what we do. Then I gave them a live demo over the web to show them how it all works live on their websites. And I'm showing this to them and clicking around. And I started these noise on the phone call like, wow, this is great. This is amazing. We can really use this. They start asking me all kinds of questions. How does it work? How do we install it? You know, who are your clients? And, of course, I had all the answers. I was competent. I was technical. And I just was able to handle, field everything. And then there was so much chemistry on this phone call. Adam, it was like a love fest on the phone. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you're just going, it's going back and forth. There's no resistance. There's so much chemistry. It's like, oh, man, this is so good. No resistance. And so I'm doing my thing. I'm answering objections. I'm doing everything I was taught to do in sales, from the sales gurus, the books at home I was reading, you know, the audios in my car. I was a student, you know, and I was studying what I should be doing, and I was doing everything right. It was awesome. And an hour goes by. They were loving it. I was happy. The call comes to a close. And we say our goodbyes, and my contact says to me, Ari, this is great. We love it. Look, give us a call a couple of weeks. Follow up with us, and we'll move this thing forward. I'm like, oh, man, this is perfect. This is amazing. And I said my goodbyes, and I took my arm, and I reached over the speakerphone on the phone, hit the off button. As I'm reaching for the off button, by complete accident, now I said divine intervention, my thumb hit the mute button instead of the off button by complete accident. And a small click happened, and they thought I hung up the phone.
Hmm.
In that split second, a voice inside of me said, Ari, go to the dark side. Be a fly on the wall. Go where no one's ever gone before in the world of sales. And I pulled my thumb back for a couple of seconds. They started talking amongst themselves, thinking I had left the call.
Hmm.
So this is not a trick question, Adam, but what would you imagine they would have said after a call like that? What would you expect them to have said?
Oh, man, they're talking about pricing. They're talking about competitors. They're talking about other people they're shopping. That's what I'm going. That's what I'm guessing. But then again, the technology is so young. I don't know if there was that many competitors for you back then.
Well,
that's where my head went.
Yeah. I mean, after a great call like that, you expect positive things like at least, hey, let's look into this thing. This looks good. This is great. But let me see what they said verbatim. Let me see what they said word for word. I'll never forget. That's why we're here today. Here's what they said. They said, we're not going to go with him. Keep using him for more information and make sure shop someplace else cheaper. Knife and heart twist. I was in a state of shock. After a call like that, I was like, what? And I snapped out of it. I hit the off button. I said to myself, what did I do wrong? I was professional. I was competent. We met a need. I was not aggressive. I did everything I was taught to do by the sales gurus. And what I realized that moment was this, that somewhere along the way, it has become socially acceptable not to tell the truth to people who sell, right?
Mm.
It's okay to say things like, sounds good. Send me information. Oh, we're definitely interested. Oh, wait, send me a proposal without any intention of what?
Interesting.
A buying. And I asked myself, why? What's going on here? And I realized that what's going on is just an invisible river of pressure that flows underneath every sales conversation you have with somebody. And if you aren't aware of that pressure, and if you aren't consciously always removing it from the process, then you'll always hit this wall with people where they'll only give you just a few breadcrumbs of what you want to hear, but never the truth. And I realized at that moment, if I can come up with a whole new way of thinking, a whole new mindset shift, where you step away from the sale of your goal, your end goal, and you focus only on creating this deep trust with people earlier on, this vulnerability where they feel comfortable telling you the truth, then you know where you stand with people. You can disengage if you need to or move forward. So this is really the breakthrough, is this mindset shift that we're able to figure out how to eliminate the pressure and rejection altogether, double a conversion rate without having to put pressure on the process and kind of degrade yourself in chasing these ghosts who never call you back. And that became my whole Unlock the Game sales trust-based selling movement for the last 20 years.
Amazing. So how do you, like, give us, obviously there's only so much we can do in, you know, a 15-minute, 20-minute podcast episode, but I do want to unpack some things here if possible. So we know what set you on the path. This is an obvious need for this in the market. Like, give us some tips or some of the things that people can start thinking about right now if they want to convert to this type of trust-based selling. And of course, at the end, I'll give you the opportunity to leave websites, things like that, because I want people to follow up, because you definitely are highly unique in your space, and I think it's a big value and benefit. But give us some of the tips that people should start thinking about as they maybe convert from what they were doing to this new model.
Sure. So we invented our own what we call trust-based languaging. Our own phrase, not scripting, but our own phrases and language that's authentic, that actually activates us in real time, that builds trust with people from the beginning and gets the truth. Let me give you an example right now that people can use. Let's do a live scenario. Let's say you're on a call with somebody on a first conversation. Like, it's a lead, it's a good call, and the call is going well, the chemistry is there, looks like a good fit, and the call kind of comes to a close. What do we normally say with this at the end of a call like that in sales? What's our goal? What are we supposed to say to someone when we know we have an opportunity in front of us? We say things like what?
Sending out the contract. Like, getting
exactly.
It like, yeah.
Yeah, how about we move things forward, right? That's what our... Yeah. We've been trained to move things to a next step. But what happens if you attempt to move somebody forward and they aren't ready yet? What do you break with them right there at the beginning of your process?
The trust. Boom.
Exactly. So same scenario, our mindset, our approach, our languaging. Call's going well, good chemistry, could be a good fit. Call comes to a close. Rather than saying, hey, how about we move forward, get together, follow up. What we say instead is this. We say, where do you think we should go from here?
Oh, that's good. I like it.
And I'll say it again.
It's a permission-based question.
We should go from here.
Oh, man. You know how much money you just now made some of the salespeople listening to this with that one question? That's a game changer. That's big.
Oh, there's a lot more coming. But just that alone, what that does is shifts the power. And what happens is, first of all, they're usually in a state of shock.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They can't believe they're not being taken down a linear sales process, which they already know what's coming next. You see, that's a total shift. And now what happens is they usually say things like, I've got one more question, or what about this? And all of a sudden, you know what comes out? The truth. And that is your goal. And our approach, your goal is the truth and not the sale. You want to know where you stand every step of the way so you're not being chased down a road where you end up going nowhere. And that's the whole shift here. And you it's so powerful, because if you let go of the next step and you dig into their world and you're present with them 100% and you use our language and our approach, you have instant transparency from them to you, where they open up to you, you know where you stand. That's just one small tip that I'll just share with all your audience. The other thing I'll share as well, which is a big bomb here, is I'm going to ask your audience to take an oath with me right now, a verbal oath.
And I'm that into is, it.
You're in. Awesome. And if you've been in sales for a long time, this might hurt just a bit. So hopefully you guys are okay with that.
Oh, man, I'm sitting down. Don't worry. We're good. Go ahead.
I'm gonna basically ask everyone to never again use this phrase after today and ever again in their career. And here it is. Never again use the phrase follow-up ever again after this recording.
Oh, that's good.
What's the only industry in the world that uses the word follow-up?
Sales. Yeah.
Sales. You call someone and say, hi, I'm giving you follow-up. What are they thinking? They're thinking, oh, Jesus, here we go again. All he cares about is a sale. And there's a few more classic ones, too. You know, remember the old school ones, like touching base and checking in?
Yes.
Those all have to be thrown out immediately. Those were all 1980s languaging that just sets you right in
what
the wrong zone.
What do we say, then? If I can't say follow-up, what do I say?
You say this instead. You say, I'm giving you a call to see if you have any feedback on our previous conversation, any feedback on our last meeting. any feedback on a proposal. You go the reverse direction, not towards the sale. You go the opposite. You go away from it. Away from it removes the pressure, the momentum. See, what kills the sale is momentum. When you put pressure on people to move forward, they know right away they're being set up for a sale. But when you take the pressure out, they feel like you actually, and hopefully you genuinely believe this, you care about them and you're not worried about your goal. You're focused on solving their problems. It's like a doctor-patient relationship model where you focus in on them 100%. And I tell my private clients, fall out of love with your solution and fall in love with their problems.
Oh, man. You're on fire, Ari, and I know we're barely unpacking what you have. But I want people to follow up. So final question, this is a two-part question. So first thing first, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, okay, Ari knows what he's up to, like we need to get this guy in here to our sales organization or otherwise, what type of clients do you find get the most value out of working with your team, you and your team? Is whether it's size, industry, niche, or otherwise, is this only for an enterprise solution? Do you work with small businesses? Like, give us a feel for that. That's question number one. And then question number two, how do people follow up to connect?
So first of all, whether you're small or big, it's still super effective. But the ideal for this, who gets the biggest bang for the buck, is the businesses that are in a low volume, high price point, high trust model. We're in that quadrant where it's a fairly long sales cycle. It's relationship based. It's a high transaction, high value customer. You can't just close them on the call. You have to really build that trust. And those are the ones, the businesses that get the highest value from this, because what we've come up with is a model to reduce the sales cycle down to about half the typical steps in the process by using this. So that's if you're a consultant, advisor, high software sales, anything that's large transactions and you have a long sales cycle, this is your vaccine to that problem.
That's awesome. And how do people follow up? Like, how are they going to connect?
Yeah, just first of all, go to unlockthegame.com. I've got an intro course there free, and also reach out. There's a free consultation page that can apply to have a chat with us. Don't be afraid, because we're not going to try to sell you anything. You'll experience what that's like on the call with us, not to be sold. That might be interesting for everybody. And then, of course, go to LinkedIn. Connect with me there. I have a show once a month called Stump the Guru, where you can jump on live and try and stump me with your toughest question.
Oh, man, that's great. This is awesome, Ari. And so this has been great. Again, I see unlockthegame.com. You're doing great content. I mean, 20 years plus in this. And again, one of the main reasons why I would say, of course, you're doing great work for our clients, that you're considered the world's number one authority on trust-based selling. So great stuff here. To the audience, thank you always for tuning in. Appreciate your time and your attention. If you got value out of this, if you learned something, I sure did, and I'm going to use what Ari said. I can't say follow-up anymore, man. I got to say, give me some feedback. Come on. I'm going to move away from the sale, and everybody listening is going to buy some more of what we're selling, so I'm in, number one. But number two, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want – we have more mission-based entrepreneurs coming on the line and organizations, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Lots to learn from amazing people just like Ari. And Ari, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate your time. And again, thank you for sharing your story with us at Mission Matters.
Sure thing, Adam. Thank you.